And it is a 10:45, Sky Sports Radio. We're joined now by Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm very well. Cozzy, yourself? How was the weekend, mate?
Not too bad. We just got to get a little bank for the big day tomorrow, I suppose, Cup Day, and we can do that with your tips tonight, which I'm excited about.
Mate, that's plenty of reason to get excited. Melbourne Cup week, Cup, the Oaks, Stakes Day, and then we get into the real Melbourne Cup, the Greyhound Melbourne Cup, only a few weeks away.
We do, and I tell you what, your guest Patrick Mulnareen is joining you now too.
Good morning, Pat. How are you, mate?
How you going, Mick?
Very well, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Wanted to have a bit of a chat about the star of your kennel, Frisky, who's going around at Nowra tonight on their big Gold Cup night.
Yeah, no, she's going good, mate. So, yeah, she's going real good. So.
She goes better than good. She's got a fantastic record. She's 38 wins and 9 placings from 57 starts. It's remarkable. It really is. Yeah, you just put her in each week and she just goes around and does the job.
Yeah. She's pretty consistent out the box. So, you know, that's the main thing with the dogs, I suppose. You know, she does a lot right. She doesn't muck up in the kennels. And, yeah, nah, she's pretty spot on. So, yeah.
She's only a few weeks away from a fourth birthday as well, which obviously means that you can race in these Masters races now. That must be nice. She's had a couple of starts in Masters events at Dapto and won both of those pretty easily, and another Masters race tonight at Nowra.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good thing, you know, but it's good. So.
Right. What is the secret to her? Is that box speed the secret? She just jumps in front and off she goes. She's pretty quick.
Yeah, nah, she is pretty quick. You know, you just well, I free gallop her. I don't do much work with her. You know, like yeah, she doesn't need much to run those sort of distances. So yeah, keep her pretty sound and yeah, fresh. So,
Pat, how long have you been training now, mate?
Oh, well, I've been helping Dad for probably about 15 years. My own training, probably 3 or 4 years. So, yeah.
Mate, she been the best and fastest one you've had?
Yes. Oh, Ketakee, she's out of the next litter. She's, she's pretty good as well. She's broken the 30 a couple of times in town. So, yeah, she's pretty good as well. So, yeah.
She is a ball of speed, Frisky. Most of her wins have been under that 400 metres. You've tried her a few times, your dad's tried her a few times over the longer trips, but just not her cup of tea?
You would say that the stars haven't aligned for her. You know, she's... She probably needs a fast track, I suppose. We had to scratch her a couple of times because of heavy rain. You know, we're just trying to look after the best we could, you know, for the welfare of the dog. But, she can win over the 500, but, yeah, she needs a good fast track. So, you know, that's, can't be coming from behind.
No, that's for sure. That's all the wins are when she jumps on the bunny. She's got a fantastic record at Nowra too. It's 19 starts for 14 wins and 3 seconds. It's not bad form around the Pine Bowl.
Nah, she definitely loves it there. At Dapto and Canberra, they were three best tracks. So yeah. You know, she definitely likes it there. So,
mate, off the 8 tonight, that'll be no worry for her. She doesn't mind being drawn out there.
Nah, she doesn't mind it out there. She knows how to come from the outside there. You know, you just can't cross too hard, and she'll be right. So,
mate, I remember we spoke during the Friday Night Lightning series back in March this year, and you actually thought that she'd be a chance to break that track record there if conditions were all right.
Yeah, the thing is, I didn't realise how far the boxes were off the track at Wentworth Park because I hadn't started many dogs over the 280, and if she's far off the track, from the boxes, she does like to push down on dogs, and yeah, that's been a bit of a thing for her there at Leopard Park to the other tracks. You know, she's, yeah, she likes to push into the other dogs. So, yeah, yeah. But right, in the final, I thought she was a big chance because she had the two. So, yeah, yeah. You know, mate, but, yeah, it wasn't her night.
As you said, yeah, she might have had a few problems there, but she doesn't have any problems at Nowra. So, mate, tonight, hopefully it'll be win number 39 for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully, mate.
Pat, thank you for joining us today, mate. And as I said, all the best tonight. It is a huge night down there at Nowra, and hopefully you'll be supplying one of the winners in Frisky.
Hopefully, mate. Thanks, Mick.
Cheers, Pat. Cozzy, there he was, Pat Mulrean, with that incredible record, that dog Frisky. 38 wins from 57 starts. It's just remarkable.
Now, apart from Frisky, it's a big night tonight at Nowra, isn't it? They got the Gold Cup on.
They do indeed. At 10,000 to the winner, a staying event over the 722. A dog called Mrs. M. Grand is the favourite. Has been racing in very good form of late. Yeah, was a place getter in the Sydney Cup final. Won at Wentworth Park last start in sub 42. Yeah, hasn't been to the track before, but you spoke to a trainer, Luke, as a party on Going Greyhounds yesterday morning, and he was pretty confident that she won't have any problems getting around their first look at the track. So Mrs. M. Grand is the one to beat in the Nowra Gold Cup tonight over the 722.
And they're attracting good fields, these cups now, aren't they?
Very much so. They're quality money. GRNSW raised prize money not that long ago, an extra $3.2 million across the board, and part of that was injecting funds into some of these cup races around the state. And we saw that the Goulburn Cup a few weeks ago. We managed to attract Good Odds Harada to that event, plus some good Victorians coming up chasing the money. So these events are getting quality dogs, you know, city class dogs that are going to, which is great for the sport and great for the locals, and yeah, gives them the opportunity to come out and watch some good dogs go around.
Now, Meadows, we mentioned Sandy because of the Melbourne Cup, but the Meadows have got a Group One, and that's tonight, the Hume Cup.
Absolutely, yeah, it's tradition, part of that, the Thoroughbred Melbourne Cup build up, is to have that good night at the Meadows with the Group 1 Hume Cup on tonight on Melbourne Cup Eve. And they do get a reasonably good crowd there the Monday before the first Tuesday. So it'll be a fantastic meeting again tonight. It's a very, very good field that they've drawn. Favourite is a dog called True Detective, who was the fastest heat winner last week and has drawn the red tonight. Will be hard to beat. But Sydney Cup winner Boom Downs in the race. It'll be charging home. And New South Wales will be represented by a dog called Zipping Potter, Jason Magri's dog. Very talented dog and capable of causing an upset in the race, Cozzy.
All right. Now, Pindara Express going around at Sandown tomorrow night.
Is indeed, yeah. It's a five-dog field. I think, yeah, for those who will just be, you know, looking for a winner after a day at the races, or perhaps to reinvest some of their winnings. Pindara Express's race is on around 6:30 tomorrow night at Sandown. It's a twilight meeting. This will be Pindari's first race start at Sandown. Has had a couple of trials, had one 12 months ago and had one last week and ran 29.45, which is a fairly good performance. Will be interesting to see how Pindari does go. The small field obviously does suit. And, yeah, again, this is all part of the plan heading towards Melbourne Cup. Tracy Screws, the trainer. It's the only dog that she does have in a kennel, but it's a pretty good one. Fifth in the $1 million chase a couple of weeks ago. She's planning to hopefully get a start in the shootout, which is on November 14, and then lead into the Melbourne Cup heats, which are on the 22nd of November. So it's all happening down in Melbourne, but New South Wales are supplying a lot of good dogs down there.
All right. Now, the Top Gun draws were conducted yesterday. Who fared okay out of those?
There was a few dogs that fared okay, a few that will be thinking that they didn't fare too well. Black Opium, a $1 million chase grand finalist. It's come up with the one perfectly drawn there, an absolute speed machine. Get It Gizmo, who ran third in the $1 million chase, has drawn two. Seneki has drawn the three. Baruga Brett, the four. Feral Frankie, who obviously was that fantastic winner at Sandown last week. It's come up with the five. Alongside it will be the TAB $1 million chase winner, Good Odds Harada, in the six. The runner-up to Good Odds Harada, Shimmershine, has drawn the seven. And Whiskey Ride, who was beaten a lip in the Adelaide Cup a few weeks ago by Hooked on Scotch, it's drawn the eight. So that's a real quality field for that event this Saturday night, the Top Gun Sprinters. There's also a Stayers race, the Top Gun Stayers. This 75,000 to the winner of that. There's 150,000 to the winner of the sprint. In the Stayers event, Cozzy, She Will Bloom has got the one. Tornado Tears will start a fairly short price favourite, I would imagine, having drawn the two. Blue Shadows, the three. The Queenslander Bago Bye Bye, the four. Rajasthan, the five. Boom Down, that Sydney Cup winner, is in the six. Blue Moon Rising, New South Wales dog for John Finn, has drawn the seven. And Radar Gun has come up with the eight. So it's a quality field too. As I said, Tornado Tears will be the short price favourite, but anything can happen in races with Tornado Tears. If you get strung up in a bit of traffic, the leaders are capable of getting away and makes it hard for him to run them down.
All right, now, Mick, we need a few winners to kick off the week. What have you found for us?
I'm sure we've got a stack here. We've got three New South Wales venues today, Cozzy. Bathurst will go the best bet on the Bathurst card, Wait Till Late. Race number 11 will go with number two, Good Golly. Was smartly away from box four, but struck trouble very early on. And disregard that Richmond start back on October 4, is the class runner and looks very hard to beat from a perfect draw. We'll go to Grafton next, race seven, number four, and Sprocket Valley is the dog. Can be a little bit risky as the box is open, but has a good turn of speed. If you can get away with them, will be very hard to beat. And then we'll go to that Nowra Gold Cup meeting, and we'll make the best bet. Mrs. M. Grand in the Nowra Gold Cup has been in fantastic form. First look at the track, as I said, but that doesn't bother the trainer. Hopefully it won't bother her either, and she'll get the cash for our punters, Cozzy.
All right, good on you, Mick. Have a good night tonight. Some great greyhound racing this week, well, the next 10 days, isn't there?
Absolutely is, yeah. It's spring in Melbourne. It's all happening down there. And as I said, a lot of New South Wales dogs going down to hopefully bring back some cash.
Good on you, Mick. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks very much, Cozzy.
Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. It's 2 to 11 Sky Sports Radio.